The Marine Advisory Program has a stated mission of helping Alaskans wisely use, conserve, and enjoy Alaska's marine and coastal resources. The program has agents stationed in coastal communities across the state. The position in Dillingham has been vacant in recent months, but a new agent is now on the job. Gabe Dunham got started last Thursday. He became interested in the Marine Advisory Program in Alaska through a fellowship he served in the National Sea Grant Office in the Washington, D.C. area. Dunham is excited to serve the residents of the Bristol Bay region.
I spent probably about 8 years commercial fishing up here, and a lot of that time has been in the Nooshigak District. And while I never actually got a chance to set foot in Dillingham, most of my time was spent in Naknek. I knew a little bit about the area, and it was pretty exciting to come out here.
Dunham is hoping that his commercial fishing background will prove useful in his new job as the local map agent for one of the most important fishing areas on Earth.
I'm hoping that it'll give me, at the very least, some perspective. You know, when I go out to speak with people and interact with people that are having, whichever issues they may be confronting in their commercial fishing behavior or occupations, then I'm hoping that I'll be able to relate to them better and basically work alongside them more productively than I would be able to had I not had that experience, so we can work together and solve problems.
The Marine Advisory Program is the statewide extension arm of the Alaska Sea Grant Program within the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dunham says you can think of the MAP program as the Cooperative Extension Service for the marine environment.
The Marine Advisory Program is where really comes in on the extension side of things. When I say extension, I mean things like conducting formal and informal education and training programs to help people sort of understand and use their environment more sustainably and successfully as well. And speaking of that, there's a big part of the Marine Advisory Program's role is to help commercial and subsistence and sport resource users of coastal and marine resources use their resources in a more sustainable and ultimately productive manner.
Dunham grew up in Petersburg and has a degree in business management and economics from the University of Alaska Anchorage. He has a master's of science degree in environmental and natural resource economics from the University of Rhode Island. Dunham hopes to be able to help area fishermen with the business part of the industry.
A lot of people, it seems to me, struggle sometimes with this, the idea or the separation of the ideas that fishing is either on one hand a business or on the other hand a lifestyle. A good example of a resource that addressed the business of fishing is the Business of Fish conference that recently took place here in Dillingham that was put on by the BBEDC. During that conference, they had several speakers come and address some of the business aspects of fishing, you know, how to get in and also how to get out of the fishing industry, how to separate your finances and look for financial support for your fishing business.
The local office of the Marine Advisory Program is located at the UAF Bristol Bay campus in Dillingham, and Dunham confirms that in the coming months, he hopes to roll out some programs and workshops for local residents. Dunham has experience working on gas and diesel engines, and he hopes to be able to offer some short classes focused on how to repair marine engines. You can contact Dunham by calling the local MAP office in Dillingham at 842-8321. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.